Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. You're standing here, all of you, today, lifnei Hashem lekecha. The beginning of this week's parsha, but perhaps more personally, more aptly, this time of year, atem nitzavim ayom. You're all standing here, lifnei Hashem lekechem, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom HaDin. Anybody with any kind of spiritual sensitivity over the past week, a week full of slichas, maybe a week filled with coffee, but anybody with a bit of spiritual sensitivity has sort of felt over the last week that we're sort of phasing into Rosh Hashanah. Chodesh Elul begins with the Tekiah Shofar. You feel a little bit. And then you have the week before Rosh Hashanah, you have the Slichas. Rosh Hashanah is coming. And on a personal note, I mean, I'll tell you the way that I feel about the Slichas. Is that every morning when you get up, and every morning when you belt out Vayavor, you know, hopefully louder than you were at the Grand Sing if you ever went to camp. Anytime you belt out the Yud Gimel Midas, a person should internalize and a person should feel deep inside that he's getting rid of all of the residue. All of the residue that he builds up through going through a year filled with anxiety, a year filled with bad feelings towards ourselves, maybe towards some other people, washing it off and starting again. Hashivenu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva. Everybody should be thinking, bring back our innocence. Everybody remembers a day, you know, when we were 5, 6, 8, 13, whatever it was, but we didn't know any better. And everything was fresh, and everything was happy, and everything was alive. There's nothing to feel bad or guilty about. Al tashlichenu le'ezikna. You're too young for that, right? Nah, it's not true. Every house today, at least I'll tell you my personal experience, every house today has a bunch of little kids in Israel. They say, ein li koach. Ein li koach. I always say, ein li koach. You're 8 years old. When you're 89, ein li koach. No matter how old you are, whether you're 18 or 20 or 85, never get old. We should always stay youthful and vibrant and optimistic, full of dreams, full of ambitions, full of youthful energy. That's slichas, as we say every day. And as we wash ourselves off and as we get more and more inspired, so we build towards Yom HaDin. But that's in a couple of days' time, and let's build towards that a little bit more, because there's an important idea that I wanted to share with you right in the beginning of the parsha. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem, all of you, lifnei Hashem lekechem. Who's kulchem? So the pasuk says, Roshechem Shivtechem, which Rashi says, Roshechem Lishivtechem, the heads of your Shvatim, Ziknechem is the Zikanim, the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rosh Yeshivas, Sheitrechem, the policemen, those guys we don't like too much, Kol Yesh Yisrael, everybody. That's the pasuk. The Klei Yakar comes here and he jumps and he has a whole bunch of kashas. What does it mean, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim? So everybody knows, the Pasuk comes and tells you, it's La'avracha Bebris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael, you're standing here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to bring you into a new Bris in Arvos Maya. The Kli Yakar asks, first of all, what do you need another Bris for? We already had a Bris at Har Sinai. Question number two is, why are we delineating all of these people, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Shaitrechem? It already says Kulchem. It always erases everybody. So what do you have to delineate each and every one of these people? Plus, what does it mean, Rashechem Shivtechem? So you take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashechem Shivtechem means Rashechem Lishivtechem, the heads of your Shvatim. The problem is, though, Kli Yakar said, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say Rashechem Lishivtechem. It says Rashechem Shivtechem. And finally, the fourth question is that the order is wrong. Rashi says over here, Chashiv Chashiv Kaidim. Says the Kli Yakar, if that's true, so that's wrong. Because I would think that first would be Ziknechem, first would be the big Talmidei Chachamim, the Rosh Yeshivas, and then afterwards, Rashechem Shiftechem, afterwards will be the temporal leaders, afterwards will be the Melech, afterwards will be the Nasi. But the Pasuk has it in the opposite order. So four things we have to answer over here. Number one, what do you need a new bris? Number two, why are we delineating all the people? Number three, what does it mean, Rashechem Shivtechem? And number four is that the order is wrong. The Kli Yakar comes over here with an unbelievable yesod. And with that, he's going to answer all four of our questions. But more importantly to us, give us an insight as to something that we got to be shooting for before Yom Kippur. It's a story that I allude to, if I don't tell in its full detail, maybe often, once a year, maybe sometimes even more than that. But to me, it's a story about Dirshu Hashem being Matzai. That there are certain times our Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, and we have to find a way to tap into that power, to tap into that energy. The story happened at Rabbi Shurkin's house 2 or 3 years ago, during a Chanukah Mesibah. And the way that I know about it was because my Chanukah Mesibah was the day afterwards, and the guys came over the next day and they were all hawking about it. What happened to Rabbi Shurkin's Chanukah Mesibah was that, you know, there was a lot of hawk and it got really, you know, it got really loud. And to the extent that they said that the Rebbetzin stuck her head in and said, okay guys, it's time to sing a little bit, you know. So what was all the fighting about? So apparently one of the Bacharim asked Rabbi Shurkin, Rebbe, how is it that by learning Torah, how is it that by learning and becoming a Lamdan, how am I going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Wrong question to ask the wrong person. And so Rabbi Shurkin said, as you would imagine, what do you mean? If you're learning, you are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it went, but how, and this and that, and the other thing, and the decibel level went up. And he said, I don't understand, Rebbe, just because I'm learning a Rajba, I'm going to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To which Rabbi Shurkin offered the kicker, and he said, the Rajba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you're not Medayik and you're not a Lamdan, that sounds like another religion, you know? The Father, the Rajba, the Holy Ghost, and it's just that. But if you're Medayik properly, he didn't say that the Rajba was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not talking about the person, the Rajba. He's not saying that the man of Shlomo ben Aderes, he was a god. That's a song. Shituf, Avodah Zarah. The Rajba is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the words of the Rajba are Divrei Elokim Chayim. And therefore, anybody who learns a Black Gemara, anybody who learns a Rajba, anybody who learns a Ritva or a Taisus or anything, he's learning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's reading a love letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is close to Hashem. And it's going right into his heart. And therefore, he has a relationship. Dirshu Hashem being Matzah. The time when we're the closest to Hashem. How do you get close to Hashem? For us, it's very easy. Just sit down and learn Rashi. There are other ways. The other way, the famous way, the Baal Shem Tov made famous, other people, not so much the Amud of Torah, but the Amud Avodah. Torah, Hashem talks to us. Avodah davening, whether it be in our tefillas, yud gimel midas, vayavar, our slichas, our personal relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you're into his baidedus, other things like that, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there with a nusach, with your own nusach, and he listens. Dirshu Hashem v'himatzo. But there's a third amud. There's a third amud that also has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what I want to bring in over here from the Kli Yakar, and that's the amud of Chesed. The amud of Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim is not just, you know, a mundane, okay, I give you a pair of shoes or I give you a smile. Gemilas Chasadim is on a higher level, as the Netziv says. And that's what the Kli Yakar brings out over here. The Kli Yakar, I'll read you his beautiful words. He says, why is it that we needed a new bris in Arvos Mayav? He says, Tachas HaBris HaRishon, instead of the first bris, Asher Niskalkel HaYedei HaEgel, that was ruined by the Egel, Asher Nasa Mitzad Shloi Hoya Adayin Arevim Zeh Ba'ad Zeh. Because people were not intertwined one with the other. Rashi says it later in the Pasuk, it says later in the Parsha, it's a Chazal, that the bris of Arvos Mayav, the Chiddush was Arvos. That I'm responsible for you and you're responsible for me. Al kein, kol isha yosher b'einav yaseh. Everybody did what they thought was right. V'einav mer hashev. And if I saw my friend messing up, I'm not going to go tell him, no, stop that. You're missing the boat. Al kein ro lahaviyem b'maseris bris shal arvois. Al yirei shuas har grizim har evil. When we're all responsible for each other, so that's going to stop people from doing averus. Why? Because if I'm your arev, and you're spending all your money, and I'm going to have to pay for you, zok the Kli Yakar, I'm going to tell you to stop. And that was what was nischadish at Arvos Mayav. Why is it, he says, that we went and we delineated all of the different people? Says the Kli Yakar, because there's a pecking order. The more responsible you are for people, so then the more of an arev you are for them. If I'm responsible for more people, there's more of a taina on me if people do wrong. And why is it that the Rav Shechem Shivtechem come before the Ziknechem? The Ziknechem are Talmidei Chachamim. But the Rashechem, Shivtechem, these are the people who are responsible for the Tzibur. Those people are the ones who get killed the most if there's no Arevus. And what does it mean, Shivtechem? He says, Shivtechem doesn't mean Lishivtechem. Shivtechem is a Lashon of La Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechaikik Mbein Raglov. Shevet, the stick, or the guiding staff is not going to be removed from Yehuda. The king, Rashechem, who are the Rashechem Shivtechem, the ones with the stick, the ones who guide you. Those people are the ones who are responsible for you. It's a bris of arvus. And therefore you have to delineate to show who's the most important, and Rashechem Shivtechem means the leaders with the stick who are guiding everybody. Kol Ish Yisrael. The Netziv was mechadesh that there's two levels of Gemilas Chasadim. The most basic level of Gemilas Chasadim is Shaykh to Goyim as well. You see a guy got a flat tire, so you stop and you help him out. Somebody needs a meal, so you help him out. Basically, giving somebody his needs. The second level of Gemilas Chasadim, though, is an altogether different thing. The second level of Milas Chasadim means helping somebody else be another human, be a better human being. You are responsible for everybody else and they're responsible for you too. Give him a shir, give him a chavrusa, be a good chavrusa. Give somebody some encouragement, not because you want him to smile at your back, but because of the fact that you realize that when he's successful, you're successful as well. And therefore, in your chesed is just not about you and the other guy. Your chesed is an agency to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzeh, that connection with Hashem, is not only in your Torah, it's not only in your Aveda, but it's in your Gmilas Hasadim as well. Approaching Rosh Hashanah, and you have to be Makir Tov. You have to be Makir Tov that we're really all part of a tzibur. A tzibur who's a Ravim Zebazeh, and a tzibur who, number one, is, you know, totally involved in Limud HaTorah, Dirshu Hashem B'Himatzeh, that we're always hearing the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a place infused with Kedusha. We're always hearing Hashem, whether it's the Rashba or the Ritva or the Taisvist. We're in a place where, you know, davening every day, every day can be an experience. And we're also involved in a place where there's an Arevus, and that everybody has to look out for each other. It's not just me for me and you for you, and that's it. It's a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. And if we have these three things, if we have Torah, and we have Aveda, and we have Gemilas Chasadim, but the Gemilas Chasadim on the higher level, that it's not just attached to the fact that, you know, you have a pair of shoes and now you can live happily, but that I'm helping you out so that you can be a better human being, so that you can understand Torah better, you can be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your Aveda can be a different Aveda. So then in everything that we do, so we attach ourselves to Hashem. Torah, Aveda, Gemilas Chasadim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. We all stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both in terms of the Bris and in terms of Rosh Hashanah. Aksiva Hasima Tova to everybody. Good Kibbutz Yar. And before that, have a good Shabbos.